The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
When a deaf inmate arrived at the Arlington County Jail, the sheriff failed to offer a sign language interpreter or any kind of communications device that could let him talk to his lawyer. Now the sheriff is agreeing to pay that inmate $250,000 as part of a settlement agreement. Leslie Prince is manager of interpretive services at the Virginia Department for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing.
Rather than looking at it as sort of a cautionary tale, we would look at it as an opportunity to better educate people who are going to encounter people who are deaf in the community, in healthcare, in jails, in real estate.
Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says the settlement should serve as a warning to other jails across Virginia and the United States.
I don't think there's any evidence of a maliciousness. I think it's a matter of not getting it right. If Arlington didn't get it right, chances are there are other jails that have not gotten it right.
In addition to the $250,000 that will be paid to the former inmate, Arlington is also agreeing to offer sign language interpreters and video phones so they'll be ready the next time a deaf inmate arrives at the jail. I'm Michael Pope.